flight is KJ4WZM. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel. My location is Traveler's Rest. This is from Amtrak Radio. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Cop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It appears at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on their frequency are invited to check in. Any bulletins or announcements for the net? If so, call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any, so we'll go ahead and do the pre-net check-in portion of the net. Starting at number 25. Got KA3JCA, that's Richard. KA4JCA, that's his wife Sally. KA4ACL, his daughter Ashley. And K3DOV, their amateur radio club. It's Upstate Amateur Radio Club, located in Simpsonville. All of them are in Simpsonville tonight. I've got KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4FCM. That's Fred in Traveler's Rest. He brings along with him his wife, Isla, and 4IEI, also in Traveler's Rest. Then I got K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. W2AMD, and Andy in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KF4NXY, David from Honey Pass. AF4SX, that's Marie from Honey Pass. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KG4WNP, Landon and Dacusville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. W4CTW, Tyler and Taylors. And KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. Portion of the net is completed. We'll begin by looking for Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the blue, KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KQ4DZO, Jim in Spartanburg, will hang by.
KN4RJN, that's John from Brown Summit. And John, I got you marked down for comments tonight. Next up, I got KQ4Delta Zulu Oscar, that is Jim in Spartanburg. Normal portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, being Sunday night, we're beginning with stations Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Net control. November 4, Alpha Kilo. Glenn, Sunset, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WZM. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango, Michael and Central. Be negative and negative. 4WZM.
Daniel. I feel like I'm an hour late. Hi. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Hi, folks, to start the night off with, we've got KK4DMW, that's Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MLQ, his daughter Michelle. They're home in Piedmont tonight. Next, I've got N4AK, that's Glenn from Sunset, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, K4AFT, Michael and Central, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville, and KF4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JY, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They're at home in Easley tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Hotel next, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Daniel, and I will be in and out.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, and Harry and Candler. And today turned out busy and I did not get my nap this afternoon. So please check me on negative and negative tonight, Daniel. We'll catch you next week. Thanks.
I would like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick from Penrose, and KC4EZN, that's Harry and Candler, who didn't get his nap. Harry, I always put a green check mark beside your name for comments. This time I put a grumpy face and a bunch of Z's emoji. I'll show you later. Well, go get you some rest, and we'll catch you next time. Today, since you aren't hanging around for comments, today I decided I would rebuild my... I guess it's kind of a combination between a ABS control module and a proportioner valve thingy, but I had to rebuild it on my vehicle because it is clogged and wouldn't allow the rear brakes to work. So I'll let you know next time if it worked or not. It took it apart into 30 something pieces and put it all back together. We'll catch you next time, Harry. Hope you have a good evening and go get some good rest. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H, call KJ4WZM. I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. It's 73 for each one of you.
WZM.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Rebecca, home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Get up, museum. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. And N4AW Glenn down at Sunset. He's just down the road from me.
4WZM. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. Negative and negative.
They call wrong. N4AK Glenn that I was talking about, Daniel. I've got too many calls in my head, but He lives right down below me, KI4LZ.
Recognize. KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Then I've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Donna Casey, for MFK. They are at home and greeted tonight. Now I've got KI4LZI, that's Andy from Tail Rock, and N4JBM, that's Jerry from Campobello. And Andy, that call is N4AK, Bath, sorry about that. That call was November 4, Alpha Kilo. That is Glen and Sunset. Yep, just down the road from you.
The calls in my head, remember, always, he was most active down on 75 meter AM, but unfortunately, I can't keep nothing up here for long for HF, but I run into him on HF a long time ago and seen him at some of the ham fest. Carry on with your neck, KI4LZI.
Sounds good, Andy. We'll holler at you later. Good to hear from you. I ain't heard you in a little while now, so good to hear from you. I go by your area just about every day. So we'll catch you later on down the wall. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM. Any more stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM. Mountain through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We're both in Campobello tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net. We'll be in and out tonight, sir.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile MP mod tonight. Same for you, Dana, all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4WZM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize. KO4NUE, that is Chad. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Anna. KO4RYP, they're at home in Campobello tonight. Then I've got KO4NNH, Fred, mobile in Piedmont, and Fred don't work too hard tonight. And KO4PXB, Lloyd from Simpsonville. Any other stations, Mike, through Papa and through P, call KJ4WZM. Vector T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Air Control, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4SRR, Robert down here in Joanna. I'll say a little bit later on. Send the threes to everybody else.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
KD4SRR, that is Robert and Joanna. Robert, I've got you marked down for comments this time. And then KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM. Next, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge to Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
Again, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville. Negative, negative. Also, my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both named Mary. 73 is
going
on
the
net. Thanks for calling
in
tonight, Daniel.
K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. He brings along with him his wife and daughter, both names Mary, KO4ACD, that's his wife, and KO4ILI, his daughter. They're all at home in Greenville tonight. We'll go all the way through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, Daniel, if you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papalco, Beck Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. No traffic, no Q. Coming to you by way of via Echo Link tonight.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Recognize KA4PQA, that is Steven in Greenwood, and KO4JKV, that is Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. First up tonight, I have KN4RJN, that is John from Brown Summit.
What's
new, John? Call
KJ4WZM. This is KN4RJM. Evening, Daniel. How you doing there, buddy?
Not a weekend, but other than that, I'm doing all right, I guess. How about yourself?
This is KN4RJM. Well, not doing too bad. Want to let everybody know that on Tuesday, in addition to voting, if you get up early in the morning, we have a total lunar eclipse, which actually will, begin at about 3:02 a.m. our time, more or less. The penumbral shadow of the Earth will just start touching the Moon's face. If you want to wait a little bit later, 4:09 a.m., the partial eclipse begins. And if you don't want to get up that early, at 5:16, the total eclipse begins, and if you still want to sleep in a little bit later, 5:59 a.m., go out and look at the moon. It will be in the maximum center of the Earth's shadow. It will be red, and it doesn't end until about 6:41, by which time it will be very low in the sky, and it'll be starting to get light, so you may not be able to see how much. People on the West Coast can watch the whole thing, but you can see it at least hit maximum eclipse. So sometime around 5, between 5 and 6 o'clock, if you're up, and go outside and look at the moon and see the eclipse, and that will be Tuesday morning. And then after you get done watching the eclipse, you can go to the polls and vote. As far as solar activity, there's not much to talk about. There's no issues with radio blackout for the next 3 days. About a 5% chance. Solar radiation, not an issue. Geomagnetic storms, not an issue. So shouldn't have any issues there. If you go outside right now and look, my skies have cleared up. It rained here earlier today, but my skies have cleared up. So you've got Saturn and Jupiter both up, running ahead of the moon right now, and the moon is very bright, washing out a good portion of the sky, but it's still pretty. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at those things.
Exciting, John. I'm looking forward to the eclipse. That'll be pretty neat. I haven't seen one in probably a few months now, so I probably saw some of the last one and looking forward to this one. I'd say it was about half a year ago I last seen one. I can't remember when it was, but I'll definitely go check that out Tuesday morning. That'll be right before I leave for work, too, so I don't think I'll miss it. Then I doubt I'll get off in time to vote, but sometimes I do. So maybe I'll get to do that on Tuesday. Let's see. Other than that, it rained here today, too. Rained a good bit this weekend, but I think our sky's finally cleared up here as well, at least a little bit for now. I know they called for a chance of thunderstorms and things earlier, but we didn't get anything like that, so it's just pretty much left. and got out for about an hour or so on my motorcycle today. The weather was really nice, and it was parked for the winter, but I pulled it out of hibernation for a few last minutes of warm weather. I think that's pretty much going to be gone here pretty soon, and then it'll be parked until spring. So, other than that, not really a whole lot else going on. Back to you, KN4RJN, KJ4WZM.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it actually rained. I looked outside, the sun was shining, and it was pouring down rain, and it's like, what's going on up here? But in any event, that's all I got. I'm going back on out of here and say 73s. You have a good rest of the weekend there. Well, there ain't much left of the weekend. But anyway, you have a good evening there, Daniel. And, yeah, go out and as you're heading to work, go out and look at the moon and see the eclipse. The next solar eclipse, I think, is in a couple of years. I'll double check on that one. But unfortunately for us in the Carolinas here, we're not going to see it because it's coming up from the southwest heading northeast, and it's going to miss us. The last one that occurred here a few years ago went from the Washington and then went off the coast around Charlotte. So Charleston, excuse me. So we got to see it here, but this one's going to go the other direction. So I'm going to travel up to my mother-in-law's house in Indiana to watch that one because they're going to be right dead in the center of it. But in any event, yeah, this is the second lunar eclipse of the year, and I think the last one of the year. There's a few more next year, a couple more next year that we might be able to see. I'll have to double-check on that. But, yeah, go out and take a look at the moon. So I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening, Daniel. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thanks for hopping in there for comments for a few minutes. I always enjoy it. And, yeah, I got to see the last eclipse that came through here. It was really neat. I actually went down to Columbia to go see it. And it did come across Simpsonville by my parents' house, but I went down to Columbia because I was trying to get away from some clouds. And had a clear view of the sky, no clouds at all, not a cloud in sight. And that was a really nice one. I liked that eclipse. It was pretty neat. I was in the exact center of the path for one of the longest durations of the entire eclipse, which was really nice. Let's see. Oh, funny thing you mentioned about the rain and the sun. Some of the heaviest rain I've seen all weekend was both times the sun was shining. The sun had just peaked out, and I hadn't seen it in just about all day. And it had just peaked out, and the bottom fell out. I was like, what in the world? As soon as the sun came out, it poured down rain. As soon as the rain stopped pouring, the sun went away again. It just came out for the downpour, and I was kind of confused. Both times, it rained really heavy. It did that. So, not sure what to think, especially since you had the same weather. That's really odd. Huh. Good to hear from you again, and we'll catch you later on down the line. Talk to you next time. KN4RJN. KJ4WZM. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Well, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, just monitoring.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Daniel. Good to family. Have a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
I'd like to recognize WD8RON. That is Ed in Brevard, and W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Not here anymore, so we'll go ahead up with the next person up, Rag Chew. Looks like I've got KD4SRR, Robert and Joanna. How's life in Joanna, Robert? Call KJ4WZM.
Am I on? Okay. KD4SRR here. We're doing real well today. I'm not going to bore everybody with what went on, but I got my first Parks on the Air contact today. Gentlemen, KO4GAR was up on top of Kings Mountain at the state park there. and he was seeking clear with his 2 meter and running 50 watt and a Slim Jim 15 foot up in a tree. So I could hear him, but due to it's the downpour, I couldn't quite get through. So I called this repeater and let some folks know. They were able to relay a message. Then all of a sudden, Shazam, he adjusted his squelch and he heard me. So I checked in, and that was pretty cool because not only the first parks on the air, but really my first simplex down here in Joanna from the base station. So I was kind of happy about that, and I figured this is how radio works. So I was real happy with that. That's about it, other than, of course, y'all know to vote on Tuesday. We don't know exactly how many people have voted in person early, but it should be steady, and that shouldn't deter you. This is very, very important, as y'all already know. So be sure to be there, or don't complain. So that's about it for me tonight. Not much else. I got to go to bed early tomorrow night, so I might not be on the net because I'm working the polls, and I got to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday and last until probably sometime goodly after 7 o'clock in the evening. But it's just once or twice every 2 years, and I'm privileged to do it. So enough of that. Y'all have a great evening, everyone and all 73s. This is KD4SRR in Joanna. I'm clear. Back to you, Network Control.
Robert. KD4WZM. Sounds good. And we'll definitely get out there and give voting a shot. Glad you're able to make your first simplex contact from Joanna. That's actually a really decent haul that far, Kings Mountain to Joanna. That's incredible you even heard him, actually, to be honest with you. Great job on that. It's something to be proud of. And good luck to everybody voting on Tuesday. That's going to be something. I need to do some research and figure out all of the different people to vote for who and what area and all that kind of stuff, and figure out who I'm going to be voting for. So haven't done my research on that, so I need to hurry up and get that underway. But thanks for hopping in there for comments, Robert. Always good to hear from you. And good luck in Radio Land. I know that's exciting for you. KD4SRR, KJ4WZM. Robert, and have a good night. We'll catch you later on down the log. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Last call of the night. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM. WZM. Now, to join the Blue Smoothie Network, thanks for checking in. We're on the computer.com.